Welcome to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, Head Pastor of Shekinah Avenue. Now, let's listen to today's message. We wait
for you. Today, I want to read a number of texts. After reading, I would explain the Word of God. After explaining it, we'll practice it. We are in a series where we are looking at instructions in the blessing. We have looked at repentance. We have looked at meditation. Today, we'll be looking at the principle of receiving. The principle of receiving. We are looking at John 3:27, John 16:24, Ephesians 2:6 to 10. Then I will zero in down on Romans 5:17, 19, and 21. Let's read the scriptural text. John 3:27. Can you help me read? It says, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. John 16:24. This is Jesus talking. He said, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Excellent. Ephesians 2:6-10. It says, then he picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, all the time where in this world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. So do you expect grace in this world? Yes. So follow. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. It's God's what? It's God's gift. We don't play the major role. If we did, we would probably go around bragging that we have done the whole thing. Then, no, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does. The good work he has gotten ready for us to do. Work we had better be doing. Let me read it in the King James. And he had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. So you realize that the places is not there, because it's in bracket. It's not there. They added it. Together in the heavenly, in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. A lot of words. For by grace are ye saved through what? Through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. I want to stay here with the King James. He says that it is grace that saves you through what? Through faith. I'll read Romans 5:17, 19, and 21 so that I can talk to you from my heart. Romans chapter number 5, quickly. 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall what? They shall reign where? Where shall they reign? No, speak as a child of God. Speak boldly. They shall reign where? Where are you now? You are in life. So where do we start reigning from? In life now. And the key to reigning in life is receiving what? Abundance of grace and the gift of what? Righteousness. So God expects you to reign in life. It is not a suggestion, it is a command, an instruction. You must reign in life because you have received what? Abundance of grace. And you have also received the gift of righteousness. What it means is that in this life, you should be victorious. Your relationship should be victorious. Your career victorious. Your home victorious. Your marriage victorious. You are supposed to reign in life. That is the instruction, to reign in life. This is God's instruction, that when you get born again, you receive two things. You receive grace and you receive righteousness. And he qualifies the grace you receive. He said that you receive abundance, overflowing grace. And you receive the gift of righteousness so that you might, some verses says, so that you might kill in life. So that you might become a king in life. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing about salvation is bigger than we have ever thought about. You are not permitted to be sick, it's not reigning in life. To be barren, it's not reigning in life. To be weak, it's not reigning in life. When you get born again, you receive grace. What is grace? Grace is unmerited, undeserved, unearned favor, support, and kindness that you don't deserve. God is saying when you get born again, he gives you this to the overflowing. So that when you have this, you can reign in life. So that as a man or a woman, you have so much unmerited favor, so that life doesn't treat you anyhow. When one door closes, another door opens. Because you have grace to the overflowing. That is the kind of people we become in Christ. Now pay attention. We said instruction. An instruction is an order. An instruction is an education. To be instructed means to be taught. To be instructed means to be given the step-by-step detail of doing something. It means you are instructed. But this is the one I like. The one I like is the computer one. It says that an instruction is a code in a program which defines and carries out an operation. So in the computer program, there is a code. And that code within the program causes the program to run without your help. So you click, it opens, there is an instruction. You delete, it deletes, there is an instruction. And today the instruction is how to receive. A lot of people don't know how to receive from God. This one I'm going to teach you today will be one of the most important things you ever hear. Because on this earth, you will always have want. You have needs. You have troubles. It's already here on the earth. So you need to know how to receive from God. Why do you need to know how? Because I'm going to give you two practical examples. A bank. And I'll use your phone. This your phone makes calls and receives calls. For this one to receive a call, you need a chip, not just a chip. A chip with a network. Maybe MTN, formerly Ariba. Maybe Vodafone. Maybe Airtel. Maybe Tigo. You need to go and fill forms. Apply, they give you the chip. You put the chip in here. That doesn't just make you receive calls, no. You need to put the phone on. And you need to be in a place where reception is accessible. When all these things are in place, you can receive calls and make calls. For as far as it stands, they are always giving you the liberty to receive calls. So if you don't receive the calls, it's because either where you are, you don't have network, or there is something wrong. It's the same way in God. God has provided everything you would ever need. God is not responding to your needs. No. Your needs have already been provided for in Christ. Pay attention. We don't usually teach this way. So people come to God begging. But when you understand this, it makes the faith more enjoyable. As long as this ship is in, it is on, and he has got credit on it, and he puts it on, and it's registered with MTN, and the weather is clear, not like this morning. There are places where the weather even doesn't disturb the calls, but with MTN, small weather, out of coverage area. The number you are trying to call is switched off after a while, out of coverage area. But as long as these things are in place, he can receive a call. When you register with a bank and you put money in the bank, when you want to withdraw, your money is already in there. When you want to withdraw, there are two means. You either walk into the bank, you pick a form, you fill it rightly. You can't fill it anyhow. If you like, fill it and sign, give the wrong signature, they won't give you your money. You enter into the bank, you put your name, you put date, you put branch, you put amount. Even if you make a mistake with the amount, they will tell you to what? Take another form and fill it again. Is it not your money? It's your money. But there are ways to withdraw, way to receive. It's your money. In the same way, when you don't want to go to the bank, you apply for an ATM. And with the ATM, you need to know how to use the ATM. You can't go to the machine and say, give me money. I think it's in the future technology. But as of now, you can't go and say, machine, I command you, Jesus' mighty name, provide some money. No. You need your card. You need to find a slot where you can put your card. You need to choose whether it is savings or it is what? Current. When you press current and it's current, it gives you option. It says enter your what? Your PIN. When you enter your PIN, it will say, what do you want to do? Do you want the statement printed out? Do you want to withdraw money? When you say withdrawal of money, it gives you figures. You type the amount. After that, the money what? Flows. You take your money. It is a way to receive. It is a way to, if you don't follow it, you won't receive. Now, when you get into God, going to say it again. God says everything you will need from the day you were born again to the day you will die, God says that they are already provided. They are not going to be provided because you have trouble. They are already provided. Already provided. Pay attention, please. This is not properly taught. I'm taking my time to teach it, because this is why a lot of Christians are frustrated. They approach God as if God is wicked, as if they need to convince God about something. No, God has already provided anything you will need when you got born again. Whether it is health, whether it is healing, whether it is deliverance, whether it is wisdom, whether it is favor, it is already provided in Christ. This kind of provision is what we call grace. You have not done anything and it has been provided. You are not being asked to do anything. It has been provided. We call it grace. It is not law and works. In the Old Testament, you do, I do. In the New Testament, Christ has done. And because Christ has done, God does this, not because of you. You can't control God with your behavior or unbehavior. No, God is God by himself. And because of Christ, I am saying it again. Not because of you, not your fasting, not your prayer. For your information, I go fasting 3 days, 7 days dry. But that is not what does it. Christ. In Christ alone. Christ and Christ alone. I am going to give you scriptures that proves that everything has already been provided. If I give you the scripture, hold on to them. Because I am telling you, you have needs. Let me qualify it well. Everything you ever need has been given in the spiritual. Let me say it that way. As far as God, who is a spirit, is, he has provided everything you will ever need. He has provided all. He is not now going to do it. If he is now going to do it, then Christ needs to die again. If I can only trust God to forgive me. My forgiveness was purchased. When he died on the cross, I am now alive 2020 something years after, and I can still look back at what he did and receive forgiveness here. So he provided the forgiveness far back as then, so that anybody that lives today can look back and say that because he came, because he lived, because he died, because he was raised from the dead, this thing has been provided. So anybody, anywhere, at all, any day, can lift their hands and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. And he will come. But the provision is not today. 2,000 plus years ago. Ephesians 1:3, I want you to read it yourself. I said, everything has been provided. Everything. Everything, brothers. This is the confidence we approach God with. Can we read it together? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who what? Who had what? Blessed us with what? All what? All spiritual blessings where? Is there sickness in heaven? Is there foolishness in heaven? Is there weakness in heaven? Is there poverty in heaven? He says that all spiritual blessings that are in heaven, he has blessed us with it. All of them, nothing lacking. Can you believe? This is not me. Everything you have been blessed with in the spirit. This is the first one. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also what? Also what? Freely give us some things. Freely what? Give us what? Does it include money? Does it include favor? Does it include healing? Does it include breakthrough? Does it include promotion? Does it include protection? He gives what? All things for what? For free. 2 Peter 1:3-4. Okay, the three is okay. According, let's read it together, children of God. What does it say? According as his divine power hath passed, hath given unto us. What has been given to you? All things. You see, somebody wish I would teach that not all things are given, but I can't teach except the word of God. I fear. There is a curse in the Bible, I fear. It says, cursed is the man that preach any other gospel than this. So, I stick to the word, not my experience, not what somebody goes in through. A believer can die. I will never say the devil and say that God's word is not true. No. He said, we shall tread on serpents and scorpions and overrun the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means. So, if something happened to the person, it is not God. It is the person. That is the way you live with God, and you are free. Other than that, people's experience. I met two Christians chatting. One said, "Ha, of late, I have come under a demonic attack. Sometimes when I was asleep, the demons come and pull my leg." Another said that sometimes the demons come and pull my waist. I said, "How?" Two of them. Then I told them that I don't experience these things. They said, "Oh, you see, it's because you are not spiritual. Because you are not really spiritual. Because you are not very spiritual. Because if you are spiritual, teen spiritual." I looked at them and I said, "See, you see your mind. When the Bible said no evil shall come near your dwelling, how much more it comes into your bedroom and pull your leg. And you are there legalizing it. That it is acceptable. You are legalizing it, that is acceptable. You dream dreams and things are chasing you." And he said, "Oh, sometimes when you rise up," he said, "never again in my dream Never again. I command this thing. Don't show up again. Never show up in my dream. Not in my house. If you don't do that, things will handle you anyhow. And I want you to pay attention. You have received everything. There is nothing God is going to give. He has already given all things. But though he has given and you have received in your spirit, the principle is this: we receive by grace through faith. When you get to know that all these things have been given, you get into your Bible, find out long life has been given, premature death has not been given, sickness has not been given, cancer far away. It even says that if the spirit that raised up Christ dwells in your body, then he that raised up Christ from the dead. I had a call from the United States. They told me that the man was dying, kidneys, dying, kidney. And this is a man of God, dying with kidney failure. When they call, as I said, if only you can believe the word of God, you'll be fine. He said, oh, I believe. As I said, no, I'm saying it again. If only you can believe it. He said, what do I need to believe? I said, open your Bibles, read for yourself, Romans 8:11. If the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in your mortal body, I asked him, sir, where is God? He said, God is in me. Where is the Holy Ghost? Is in me. I said, what shall he do in your mortal body? What is mortal body? Dying body. I said, what shall he do in that body? He said, it shall quicken. I said, sir, don't think about anything again. What the doctor said, what they said, 6 months to live. Close your eyes to that and put this word on your lips. Come and see. Then I instructed the wife. I said, don't say anything in this house, but only if the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in my husband's body, then it shall quicken his mortal body. He kept saying it. Saying it 1 week. Saying it 2 weeks. As I am speaking to you, it's been 2 years now. He is alive. He is well. And he is active. I remember another one, they were rushing him. I think Ike. They were rushing the mother. So rushing her. He said, man of God, we are in the ambulance. She's going, she's dying. I said, don't say, don't talk like that. Lay and say, I give you life. I give you life. That's all. In the name of Jesus, I give you life. I give you life.
So Sydney Quay, we'll be right back. Follow us on all our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Skype, YouTube, at Shekinah Avenue. Continues.
The Bible says we are life-giving spirits. We are so much life in God that we can give life. The Bible says Peter and John, they look at the lame man. They say, man, look at us. There is something we have that we can give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. They held him, lifted him up. Why? They knew what they had received. And they could apply what they had received. You have received life. You have received peace. You have received grace. You have received abilities. I said, work it out. Let it begin to manifest in your house, in your home, in your job. Let it manifest because you have already received it. The principle of receiving is by grace. The foundation of grace is the love of God. The foundation upon which God will give you what you don't deserve. What you have not worked for is not your work. It is His love. The Bible said, you did not love me first. I loved you first. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know what even Paul says? That gets more confusing. Paul said, I want you to experience the love of God. The breadth, the width, the height, and the depths. But before you can experience this, I need to pray for you. That Christ will dwell in your hearts by faith. Because until it dwells deeply, you cannot be rooted. Because you must be rooted in his love, grounded in his love. Look, the foundation for his goodness towards us is his own love. No, what you have done, I am giving you the principle by which you are confident to receive from God. Not what you did, not what you will do, but what he did and your response to what he did. All the other religions, it is I do, God does. It's only in the Christian faith that Christ did and will receive. So when you read your Bible, it says we have received life. We have received abundance of grace. That's what I read for you. We have received the gift of righteousness. We have received adoption. We have received the promises. We have received an anointing. It's only in the Christian faith. Don't turn it into a religion. Because when you turn it into a religion, all the religions are looking to go to God. It's only in the Christian faith that God comes to man. It's only in the Christian faith that God became a man and lived like a man. All the others, Buddha, when he was dying, he said, I am still searching for the truth. Buddha. Muhammad, he said he didn't know the truth. But if they are confused, they should go to the people of the book, the Christians, the believers. This is the way we start with our receiving. Everything is by grace. I am what I am, but the grace of God. I labored more than they all, but not I, but the grace of God. And I went to the Lord in prayer that he would take the afflictions from me. And the Lord said, my son Paul, my grace is sufficient. So it is by grace that you know that everything has been provided. Are you looking for healing? It has already been provided. The Bible said that he himself took away our infirmities and our diseases and carried it off to the cross. Everything has been provided. Is it bread you need? He said, I will pour on you bread that you don't know. He said, I will satisfy you in famine. What do you need? Is it healing? Is it deliverance? He said, in many afflictions, I shall deliver you in all. In the seventh, I shall crown you. Whatever you need, first, by grace, through faith. And all by grace, through faith. Now I'm going to give you an interesting definition of faith. Faith is appropriating, laying a hold on what grace has provided. When a man now lays what has been provided, which is all things, and lays a hold on them, that is faith. And now pay attention, because I am ending. Faith is that thing that is able to convert the spiritual into the material. When we talk about faith, we are not talking about spiritual. It's a spiritual force that produces in the natural. That's why James was complaining. He said, don't just tell me about your faith. Show me the works that your faith produces. That's why in the Bible, it starts by saying, faith is a substance. It is something that is tangible. Something that is a material is the substance of things you hope for. If what you are hoping for has not shown up here, it is not faith yet. Then it goes down and says that by faith, the elders obtain a good report in heaven. Where? By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. For by faith, Abel receive a testimony that he was righteous on earth, not in heaven. By faith, Moses sprinkled the blood, said that they did not die on earth, not in heaven. They escaped death on earth. By faith, Abraham moved for a land. By faith, natural. By faith, Sarah conceived and gave birth to a child. Natural, not spiritual. When a man can learn to lay a hold on that which has already been provided, draw it into the natural, we say that man has faith. And I've got information for you. You are not looking for faith. You already have faith. Are you ready for manifestations? Some things are being converted from the spiritual to the natural. Money is moving from the spirit into the natural. Favor from the spirit into the natural. Grace from the spirit to the natural. Elevations from the spirit to the natural. And receive it. Find it in your home. Find it in your account. Find it in your body. Let yourselves be healthy. Let your account be healthy. Because you are assessed by faith. Your career of faith. I will say, ye have received.
You have the measure of faith.
The Bible said,
it is not I that live, but Christ that lives.
And the faith
which I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
James said, ye who have the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, don't hold it with partiality.
Peter said,
ye who have got like precious faith, like I,
you are not looking for faith. You already have faith.
If you didn't have it, how did he get saved?
For the Bible said, with the heart, man believeth. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Now, this is what you do. There are three things connected to receiving: your mind, your heart, and your mouth. Everything you ever need has been provided. And what you need to convert what has been provided in the spiritual to the natural, you also have it. Everything you need has been provided. They have got it. Even the elderly are looking for more life. I went to pray for a 90-year-old woman on the sick bed. I said, Mama, what do you need? He said, Apostle, that I'll live long. 90 years. That I will live long. From then I advised myself. I told myself, no age is enough. 90 years. I went to visit my grandmother who was around 98. I said, Mama, what do you want? You know what she said? She said, I need Guinness. She said, I need Guinness. I said, what do you need Guinness for? He said, it gives me blood. I said, blood? He said, you are too young to understand. Apparently, in the olden days, that was a tonic. I don't know how scientific it is, but she told me, said, you are too young to understand. Everybody has a need. And the joy of life is that in Christ, every need has been supplied. That is the beauty of the Christian faith. That is the joy of the Christian faith. When we are in the valley, we know, yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You remember what Job even said in his trouble? He said, though he afflicts me, I shall trust him. Everything has been provided. But now exercise your faith. The Bible said, any man that is double-minded shall never receive anything from God. He said, you see a man that is double-minded, he is unstable in all his ways. Let not that man think he will receive anything from God. When you come to God knowing that everything has been provided, you make your mind single. If God is in, there is victory. If God is in, there is overcoming. If God is in, there is victory. If God is in, there is a provision. It does not matter what I see. We are not double-minded. We are single-minded. You know the greatest deception? When you go down, it says, if a man hears the word and is not the doer of the word, this is James 1. He said, that man, he deceives his own self. The greatest deception is not outside. The greatest deception is when men sit, they hear, and they don't do. They will think they know, but they don't do. They think they have, but they don't have. Because when you know, you should do. Be doers of the word and not hearers. We are not waving in our mind, I know how my future looks like. I am not double minded. I know how my future will turn out. If you like, stay alive with me. You will see that all the things I've said in this ministry. Why? Because there is a Bible. It says, if you shall meditate on this word day and night, you shall make your way prosperous. You shall have a good success. It is not in heaven. It is in meditation here. You are single-minded. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my redeemer. The Lord is my protector. He's my rock and my fortress. My God and my high tower. You are one-minded, single-minded. Do you know what it means for God to be your provider? What will you lack in life? There is nothing like too late. Nothing like delay. Use your faith. You know what James then said? After saying that, James went on and said that let us look at God. For every good and perfect gift
comes from above. It comes from your Father, who is the Father of light. And with him there is no shadow of turning. Our mind cannot be doubled. God doesn't change his mind. He is not a man to repent. As he said it, and will he not do it? I declare over your life, your future is bright. Your end is glorious. Your job is prosperous. Hey, prosperity in your territory. Prosperity in your body. Oh, you are alive in your body. Alive in your cell. Alive in your finance. Receive it. You're going on as a bless. You're coming in as a bless. Hey, your body is a bless. Your basket is a bless. Your food is a bless. Receive it. Receive good news. Receive joy in your home. Let there be rejoicing. Let there be a promotion. Receive it. Mark 11, 23 to 25. Do you want to start a business? Don't think about witches in your home. You are bigger than that. There was a time somebody went on a 3-day fast. After the 10th day of the fast, she had a big catering service. She was running. After 3 days of the fast, then she dreamt that somebody was holding a padlock and came and put the padlock at the entrance of the catering service. After 3 days of fasting, dry. So she called. When she called, he said, "Apostle, sometimes God is ununderstandable. I just can't understand God." After 3 days of intense fastings, then I see a padlock. Then I said, "So? Padlock, so?" He said, "Apostle, you're not being serious with the issue. I mean, a padlock at my door." I said, "So? Because it's not about what she has seen, it's what she understands about what she has seen." Guess what she said? She said, "Nyame mitimye de. Ma bom paye. Actually, come." Three and three is what? Then she began to complain. Then I said, "Hey, keep quiet." Then I said, "Why can't you rather think the other way around?" What was the other way around? It was, "This is what my 3 days prayer has done." They said, "No, I didn't think like that." I said, "You were speaking in tongues. So within the 3 days of speaking in tongues, this is what you have corrected. Rather than being sad, use the whole day in thanksgiving." Then she began thanking God. 3 hours. Just after 3 hours, she received her greatest order she has ever received since she started the catering service. Why? Because when you understand, it is already given. And you can lay a hold on what is already given and apply it on the earth. You will see signs and wonders. Mark 11, 23. Are you ready to read with me? Let's read our future. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Don't doubt in your heart. This is the way to receive. Don't doubt in your heart. Whatever you say, you shall receive. Elisha said, he said, "Let him now come. He will know that there is a prophet in Israel." Elijah said, "If I be a man of God, let fire come down." Joshua said, "Lord, I will have victory. Let the sun stay in the valley and let the moon stay." If you will not doubt in your heart, if you will believe in your heart, know what you have become within. And Peter and John, looking at him, they said, "Sir, look at us. Look at us. If you will not doubt in what you say, I can assure you, you can receive anything." If you will not doubt in your heart, I'm saying it again. Anything you say into your future, you'll go and meet it. And anything you declare into your future, this is the principle of receiving. Your mind is one. You don't doubt in your heart. You speak ahead of you. For God spoke about Christ, and Christ came according to what was spoken. For the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You can program your world. You can frame your world. It does not matter your family, your parentage, your lineage. If you can believe in the name and believe in what you have become, When you speak, heaven and earth shall obey. We are not limited. Say in the name of Jesus, I, by the grace of God, I make my declaration that in the name of Jesus, say, I assess everything grace has provided. I assess it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I assess it into my life, into my career, into my health, into my destiny, into my family. I assess it in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus, by the grace of God, I assess life, I assess peace, I assess favor for my life, into my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Lay hands on your body now. Say in the name of Jesus, I assess divine health into every cell, every fiber, every organ that is in my body. Receive life, receive health. Now stretch your hands now. Say, I declare over my future, I lose the grace of God. By the power of God, over every day of my life, I declare, wherever I will stand, favor is loosed from the east and west, south and north. I, by the grace of God, I lose it. You see, there are things sometimes I want to teach you. Don't focus all your life binding the devil. Let me show you what to do. You learn how to bind the influence of the devil over men, because your relationship is with men. All the influences, you restrict it. Any day you rise up, any man that will hinder the promises of God in fulfillment in my life, they are rebuked and bound. They are disallowed. They shall not be in my path. They shall not be in my journey. I escape them. I declare them bound. Now I lose good men. I lose men with gifts, men with help, men with counsel, men with wisdom. When you learn these things, say in the name of Jesus, I exercise my authority in Matthew 16, verses 19, that whatever I declare unlawful is unlawful. Now I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost over my life, that evil man, wicked man, violent man, tricksters, fraudsters, they are far away from my destiny. I bind their steps away from my path. Say in the name of Jesus, I loose Adakosata. Say in the name of Jesus, I exercise my authority, which is the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, given to me as his body. I declare today, over the face of the earth, good things are loosed. Favor is loose. Help is loose. Miracles are loose. Additions are loose. Multiplication is loose. Over my health, over my assignment, over my destiny, in the name of Jesus. You know what Jesus said? He said, come, go. You will find a donkey tied. Loose it. If any man asks you, tell them the master has need of it. You learn how to lose things. I am showing you proper spiritual things, not superstitious things. Where you, it's like you have traveled to the heavens and you are pulling something from the third heavens. People will not take in simplicity this word of God. Paul warned men, he warned Titus, he warned Timothy, he warned the Galatians against fables. lies that are presented like spiritual truths. Your fight is not with the devil. Your fight is the good fight of him. Learn how. What you hear, you implement it. We
wait for you. Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, head pastor of Shekinah Avenue. For prayer and counseling, please call 0200-999-852. Join us for our Sunday services from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Locate us at Shekinah Avenue Auditorium, opposite the Washing Bay, Saika, Obodo, East Legon. Remain blessed.